though, but I'm going to start here with Galatians 6, 1 through 9. So turn to your Bibles with me. Might be on the board too, eventually. All right, but it says, "Brothers, if anyone is caught in a transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep in yourself, lest you be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. If anyone thinks he is something, when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one test his own works, and then his reasons to boast will be in himself alone and not in his neighbors. For each one will have to bear his own load. Let one who is taught share all the good things with the teacher. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that also will he reap. For the one who sows in his flesh will from his flesh reap corruption. But from the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up." So, verse 1 and 2 is talking about carrying burdens. See, in carrying someone's burdens, it's not just a physical thing, it's also a spiritual thing. But when I think of carrying burdens, I think of the movie Lord of the Rings. Yeah. And in the movie where Frodo gets this ring, he gets this ring and it does evil to his body, and he's like full of evil. So he's got to destroy this ring. So he has a friend called Samwise. Well, he takes this ring to go to a mountain to destroy it in a lava pit or so, would you say? But as he's going to this lava pit, the evil growing inside of him is so strong that it destroys him and he falls down and cannot get back up. So Samwise starts off by encouraging him, trying to give him good thoughts so he gets up so he can get it to the lava hole. Then Samwise says, "Well, if you can't carry yourself, I can carry you there, but I can't do it for you." So what Sam was basically doing is getting him to the spot, but at one point, one will have to do it himself, finish it himself, if he wants to overcome his burden. All right. Well, speaking of burdens, there's a man named Josh Gordon. Y'all probably know him from the Browns, but he had some problems. Yeah. So then, if somebody may have came along and helped him, you know, he might not be where he is today, but nobody helped him. So he was doing drugs, and in doing drugs, it destroyed his career as a football player. He was great. He could have been a Pro Bowler, a Hall of Famer, but since he smoked weed, all right. So he smoked weed and got kicked out of the NFL, but nobody helped him, so he didn't have anybody to lean on through all that struggles because it's addicting and, you know, it's not easy to overcome. Then I got a guy that sowed good seeds named Kurt Warner. This guy started off getting picked up by the Packers, but in being picked up by the Packers, they cut him because he didn't make it. So instead of just giving up like most would do, he joined the Arena Football League, worked day in, day out, and eventually, well, one story he had was he went to a store with this autistic kid that knew he got picked up by the Packers, and he was so sweet to this kid, and recently this autistic kid's mom got a divorce, so Kurt Warner took care of all their groceries and all their stuff, and later became that woman's wife. But he also so good in that little kid, took his kid and as his own, changed his life. Well, later on in his career, he gets a call from the Rams. They wanted to pick him up out of the Arena Football League. So in picking him up, he was a backup because he wasn't quite good enough yet. But one game, the starter quarterback for the Rams got hurt. So Kurt Warner took his chance, made his great debut. So in making his debut, he made a great stats, and he got to keep his starting spot. Throughout all his hard work, he kept going and going and going, and he finally made it to the Super Bowl. First year. No other quarterback has ever done that, but it was his first year, so it was great for him And then somebody asked him, a reporter said, "So what is it like to make that winning touchdown pass?" And then instead of taking credit for himself, he turned around and said, "It's because the Lord and Savior gave me this opportunity to play the game and that I could throw that pass to win." So just like sowing good seeds, it reaps good benefits. And when you sow bad seeds, it puts pure evil through you, like Frodo and Josh Gordon. And I can relate to this because some of the stuff I did as through high school and stuff weren't the best, and I reaped the bad things. But then there's some good things, like working extra time doing sports and stuff like that. Eventually it pays off, and you'll end up with better situations. Now, Bobby's going to come up and talk, so give him your ears and a round of applause.
How is everyone this morning? I'm great. So some of you know me, a lot of you probably know me. I'm Dylan. If you don't know me from school, you probably know me as Bobbly, but when I sat down last night to think about what I could speak on, I was reading over the passage that James picked and just kind of thinking through, you know, what it meant to me, what I interpreted it as. There's like four verses I'm going to focus on specifically, Galatians 6, verses 1 and 2, and also 6, 9, and 10. So I'm just going to read those to refresh you. "Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." And the 9 and 10 reads, "And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap, if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith." So looking at verses 1 and 2, there was kind of a couple things that I picked out. So first of all, you know, Paul is calling us, the believers, to bear one another's burdens. And that could look different for different people. But the main point is, if you have someone that's struggling, you should help them. Verse 2 says, "And so fulfill the law of Christ." So it's a command from Jesus to help one another. But there's kind of some deeper things that you have to kind of get from this. As Mike Castelli would say, be careful with that one. So Paul is calling us to help one another and carry each other's burdens. But he says, keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted. And as I was thinking about that, I was thinking, what does that mean? Well, this is what I got from that. In helping others with their transgression, with their sin, we have to be careful that we don't fall into that sin ourselves. Because although helping people is good, sometimes if we surround ourselves with, you know, as people always say, the wrong crowd, it might influence us to join them. And Paul's warning us about that. And as I was looking through some of the notes in my Bible, some of the footnotes and stuff, I read that it's a call not just to everyone, but Paul is really calling those who are especially spiritually mature. Not that if you're, you know, a young Christian, you can't bear one another's burdens, but the spiritually mature will be better equipped because they've had time to kind of, you know, develop what they believe and build up these good barriers so that they don't fall into sin. Everyone's still tempted, everyone sins, but the more mature you are, the closer your relationship to Jesus is. And it's that closeness to Jesus that helps us to avoid sin when we're tempted. The second part of that first section, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. I was looking through that too, and I was wondering, where does that fall in to the scheme of things? And Romans 14, 13 through 23 has part of that. So that reads, therefore, let us not pass judgment on one another any longer, but rather decide never to put a stumbling block or hindrance in the way of a brother. I know and I am persuaded in the Lord Jesus that nothing is unclean in itself, but it is unclean for anyone who thinks it unclean. For if your brother is grieved by what you eat, you are no longer walking in love. By what you do eat, do not destroy the one for whom Christ died. So that plays into don't fall into temptation yourself, because what this verse in Romans is saying is you may have good intentions with stuff, but if you cause one of your fellow believers to sin, that's also, in a way, sinning. In Romans it says don't place a stumbling block in front of another. I think all of us would agree that it's not a very cool thing to, sabotage someone else. That's kind of what it's talking about. But it's not intentional. Sometimes we just go through life doing our thing, and we don't even realize that our actions may be affecting someone in a negative way. So what this tells us is that we need to be more mindful of how we interact with others, because you never know how something might affect someone else. So going back to Galatians, verses 9 and 10 say, and let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. So that last part especially I found to be interesting, but I'll get to that in a little bit. So what verse 9 is saying is that we shouldn't grow weary of doing good. Now, I know that sometimes always doing the right thing, doing what's good, gets frustrating, because sometimes we just want to follow our own path. We don't want to follow what God commands us to do because it's hard sometimes. Paul is telling us that in order to gain the good things in the end, we need to continuously do good and follow in discipleship with him. I kind of compared this to a farmer. Farmers, they spend a lot of time growing their crops. They have to water it. They have to plow the fields every year. It's hard work. But in order to get the good stuff in the end, the harvest, they have to continuously work and tend to the fields. And that's kind of how it is for us. We may not see the end goal now, but Paul says that in due season we will reap. So as long as we just focus on following God's commands, he will reward us. And then in verse 10, it says, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. So what this is saying is we have our place as believers secured in heaven. So while we still have the chance here on earth, we need to be sowing the good seeds in others. We need to be doing the work of a disciple, making disciples, baptizing them, and teaching them in the ways of God. And so that's our job while we're still here on earth, because we're not supposed to just believe in God and then say, all right, I have my place secured, let's live however I want now. While we have the opportunity, we can't waste it, because one day it's not going to be there anymore. And you may look back and say, man, I really wish that I would have talked to that person or said that to them. Second part of verse 10 says, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. So I was thinking about that, and I found it interesting that he specifically mentions those who are of the household of faith, rather than make sure you do lots of good things to people who aren't believers. And I was thinking about that, I came up with another kind of comparison. It's kind of like your family. When you're growing up, you know, your parents teach you to be nice and stuff, and that's kind of how it is here. You have to first learn how to love your family and how to be kind to them before you can be kind to others. In this case, you know, all of us believers were part of one family, one body of Christ. So we have to train ourselves to do good to believers before we can go out into the world and do good to people who may not want good done to them. You know, if you do good for a believer, most likely they're going to have the Spirit of God in them and say, hey, thanks, Kyle. That was really nice, even if they don't mean it. But if you go into the world and you do something nice for someone, they may not always want your help. Sometimes people are rude and mean. But by training yourself to always do good, you look for those opportunities more. So that's what I got from this. I'm gonna pray, and then we're gonna sing another song. Dear God, I just thank you for the words that you gave James and I. I thank you that we were able to just come up here today and use this platform to just speak truth. I pray that someone in here heard what they needed to, that someone heard something that might change their life. I pray that we all would just have a great close of the weekend and a good Sunday, and that this week would be a good week for everyone. Amen.
Please stand up and worship one more time with us.